Vice President Dick Cheney visits Jordan today at the beginning of a Middle East tour to shore up support for the U.S. war on terrorism. During his meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah, Cheney is likely to face difficult questions over the U.S. role in the Middle East and whether the U.S. plans to take the war to Iraq. The King says an attack on Iraq would be a catastrophe for the region. Mohammed Kamal teaches political science at Cairo University. Cheney is visiting the Middle East during the worst Israeli-Palestinian violence in 17 months. What steps do Arab leaders want the U.S. to take to help end it?
There is a perception in the Arab world that Mr. Cheney is coming to the region to prepare the ground for a U.S. military action against Iraq, and that this is the only topic that he is interested in talking about. Arab leaders will argue that an American military action against Iraq at the moment is unwise, and will add another source of instability to the region, and will harm the stability of the Arab moderate regime, because Arab public opinion is against such a military action at the moment. However, they will support the U.S. position calling for a return of international inspectors to Iraq, and Iraq's implementation of U.N. resolutions concerning weapons of mass destruction and other issues. Some Arab countries also feel that there is a need to lift the economic sanctions imposed on Iraq, and this should be the light at the end of the tunnel of inspection. Arab leaders will also argue that the U.S. needs to be more active and more engaged in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the peace process, and that the administration can't just walk away from the conflict or wash its hands of the conflict. This is a region of vital interest to the U.S., and if you leave the Israelis and Palestinians to their own devices, hoping that they will come to their senses, this will not happen. And the U.S. needs to step in. There is a need for a third-party intervention, and the U.S. is the only capable party to do this job.
These are the things that leaders are likely to say publicly. Privately, will they promise support in the war against terrorism?
Yes, they will provide their support for the war on terrorism. But obviously, many of them don't think that the campaign against Iraq is related to terrorism. Most Arab countries don't see a connection between the September 11th attacks and Saddam. They don't see any evidence that Saddam and Iraq were involved in these attacks. However, they perceive Iraq under Saddam as a threat to their security, especially Gulf countries. However, they also feel that the threat of his weapons of mass destruction is a little bit exaggerated. They're more worried about weapons of mass destruction of other countries in the region, like Iran and like Israel. And honestly, they think that Iraq will never attack the U.S. with weapons of mass destruction. Iraq had these weapons during the Gulf War, didn't use them because Iraq knew that there will be a massive U.S. retaliation. So here they emphasize deterrence rather than engaging in a new military action.
Iraq used chemical weapons against its own people. Why would it be reluctant to use it against the United States?
Because Iraq didn't do that during the Gulf War. It will fear a massive U.S. retaliation. You know, this was the logic during the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the U.S. Neither countries used their nuclear powers against each other because of fear of massive retaliation. And I think Iraq fears that, fears a U.S. retaliation. So deterrence here is very important.
Mohammed Kamal is a professor of political science at Cairo University.